alum post or something like that. Now we used to split a lot of alum on them. Split a lot of alum posts.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could drive them, you could sharpen them and drive them. But they wouldn't last only about a couple of years before you literally rotted out. Mm-hmm. They just
spend all your time driving.
That's basic. The only thing is, it didn't cost us anything to start with. You know, uh-huh. Only just a little work. Uh-huh. But they would rot off them quick. Usually, you could get them pretty straight because you'd have to get a pretty straight tree, you know, in order to be able to split it.
Yeah. How about your steeples? How'd you get those in?
Well, just drive them in.
With a mallet or
just with a hammer. Uh-huh. Of course, a lot of hedge posts, a lot of people would steeple them on and then wrap a wire around the post, so to speak. Twist a wire on the, a smooth wire, something like a baling wire you see, mm-hmm. on the, and then bring it around the post tight and turn it over on the other side. So if the steeple come out or worked out, well, it would still hold it.
Do you have any trouble with stones or rocks in your fields?
Not in our place here. Where we lived out here, there wasn't any rock or stone. Now, over east here, there's gods of them, you see. Hmm. But we lived on the west side, on the sand, the ground out there was sandy loam, see? Mm-hmm. But no rocks in it.
Mm-hmm. Out east here, do they use those for anything?
Oh, yes. They used to split them out for, and make posts out of them in the early day.
Oh, rock posts.
Yeah. There have been a lot of places fenced with rock posts.
I've seen some of those, I think.
And of course they use it for building. They're building bridges and building houses and everything else.
They never use rock to line their fields though, do they?
No. They use a lot of that rock now. You see, we've got two big quarries east here where they're getting this crushed rock for these highways.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Natural resource,
yeah.
Something besides oil. What did you milk in when you milked cows?
Buckets.
Tin, wooden?
Tin buckets.
Did you have a well?
Yeah, we had a couple of wells. It was a cistern.
What did you get your water in?
We had, on our place out there, we had a cistern for our drinking water because our well water was so hard, see. Uh-huh. And we had this cistern that we used for house use all the time.
Did you have a pump connected to your cistern?
Yeah. We didn't have one in the house. We just had a pump out. It was just out the edge of the house. We had it down, mm-hmm. the edge of the house. Our well water that we had was, we had lots of water, but it was sort of hard. Mm-hmm. On our farm, we was lucky. We had a lot of springs in the pastures, so that we didn't have to water cattle like lots of people did, because we had creeks and springs.
How about these small artificial lakes that I built? Were they common then?
No. There was a few ponds. Uh-huh. There was a few ponds in the country, but not many. They would build. You think they would build them where that they couldn't get water in pastures that they couldn't get water at all? You see why they would build ponds, and but they're not nothing like what we got now. See, this government project that they've had back here building ponds. They built ponds everywhere, you know,
well,
lakes and
dandies too.
Yeah.
I was in Elk City last week. My uncle took me out to one of those. Yeah, big old thing, about 70 acres.
Oh yeah, they got good ones.
Fish all afternoon.
Fish.
One more little
thing. In fact, in the business after we moved off the farm out here, the man on the farm went working, dammed up one of the little creeks that is fed by springs, and he had a wonderful fishing place out there.
Oh boy, if you'd only had that when you were a kid, huh?
Well, I didn't have to have that. We had the creek. I could go down on the creek and catch a mess of fish every time I wanted to.
Huh. Can you still do it there?
No, they, I don't know what's happened to the fish. They've come on someplace.
Maybe they were so.
Well, it's not near the water in the creek that they used to be. Back to business, I wouldn't, you know, when a man was on the farm, he do just most everything, you know, when it comes to the way of the game back in the early days when they didn't pay much attention to it. I used to have a net, a hook net, and I'd put a rabbit in it, go down the creek that evening, throw it out into a hole, and next morning go back and use it, get 10 or 15 nice catfish out of it, you see.
Come in there to gnaw on the rabbit, huh?
Yeah.
How big are they?
Lay it up on the bank, and let it lay there until you take it if you want another mess of fish.